Okay, I realized something. We used to have two services in the summer. And a lot less people. So, there's no way I'm going to get through all these. And I haven't even read all of them. So there's going to be some potluck going on. But what I'm thinking is, I'm going to try in the next week to write some responses and post them on our fellowship Facebook page or my Facebook page. We'll figure out the logistics. But so if your question doesn't get addressed today, look somewhere later in the week. We'll let you know where. So I'm going to be quick. So these are not answers that are deep. And as you can tell, they're answers that have had no thought put into them. And what I say doesn't go for you anyway, so that's fine. So what do you wish you could be doing musically? Right now I'm thinking maybe play guitar and sing. That was awesome. I would love to be a jazz pianist, like Mr. Smooth over here. Yeah. So I don't do much musically, but I'm really grateful for it, and I like a wide variety of music. And I'm so glad here at the Fellowship, our music continues to get more rich, deep, varied, thanks to Jay and everybody else who so willingly shares their talent. And to all of you who are just the best people, best listeners ever. That's awesome. How do you respond to people that say UUs don't believe in anything? I say we actually do. We just don't tell people exactly what they have to believe in. We get to come to that ourselves. And I think that's really important. And the worst folks saying we don't believe in anything actually are Unitarian Universalists. Never say that. It's not true. We believe a lot. It's just we get to pick our beliefs. How many members do we have now? We have over 700 in the last month. So that's amazing. Since we built this, moved into this space, our attendance and our membership is up a lot. And we wanted more space because we thought it'd help people feel welcome. And guess what? That's happening. When will we be able to bring home our artworks now in the fellowship hall? I miss it. I need it back on my wall. So I think what this refers to is the banners that were up in the fellowship hall. So I don't want to out anyone who asked a particular question, but if this is your question and you're willing to say, yes, I've interpreted it correctly, that would be great. Okay, I'll assume it is. Those banners are coming back up. So those are the ones that were, you know, kind of the focal point of that space. We took them down, and we wanted to get the sales down. And now the art committee will figure out where those should go best. But they're definitely going back up. And that's a cool thing in my view. Budget question. Notice that over $50,000 was budgeted for stewardship. Where exactly does all that money go? So that's a great question from our annual meeting. The mortgage we put in stewardship. I've never quite understood why, but that's where we put it. I can tell you about $48,000 of that is for the mortgage. We do a little bit in other areas for stewardship, but it's the mortgage. Do you know all the lyrics to Rock Lobster? And will you sing it to us? Probably and no. But it is one of my favorite songs. And if at my daughter's wedding lately, we of course had it because it's a family song. And we had this blanket all set to put down so in her bride's gown she could get down on the floor, which is what you do when you dance to that. I taught my kids well when they were little. Can you share the fellowship's current activities to increase membership diversity? P.S. So proud of you for your fight for marriage equality. I'm proud of all of us. Membership diversity, we continue to hold that as a goal and I think chip away at it. What I'm hoping to do in the next couple years is really make that front and center of our for a year in terms of doing a lot of work internally for all of us about our own biases, our own maybe unconscious privilege, things like that that I think would be great to look at. And I think that's going to be time well spent, and it's going to take some money, I think, to bring in some really great people to help us do that work. I'm hoping that happens in 2015-16. My take on that. In the meantime, we keep chipping away. How often do the forces of quantum probability play a role in determining sermons? I'd say all the time. and maybe another way I'd put that, I've talked before, for me, mythically, the idea of the muse makes a lot of sense, where either getting a sermon idea or while I'm working on a sermon, something comes into my head, like I have no idea from where. That to me feels like the muse, or maybe it's quantum probability. Maybe the muse is a way of picturing quantum probability. What is your take on Iraq, Iran? I continue to believe, and I know not everyone here might agree with me, but that the decision to invade Iraq was disastrous, and we're going to be living with the consequences of that for a long, long time. And certainly we're seeing that today. And I don't know what to do. What are some of the items on your bucket list? I would say the biggest single one is visiting India. I've been to Sri Lanka, which is nearby, but never India. I'd like to do that. I'll be okay if I don't, too. In 5 words, describe yourself. This one I wanted to put at the back, because that's a really hard one. I still want to put it at the back. I guess here's the words I'd hope for. So, compassionate's a big thing for me. Connected. I hope visionary. How about 3? Is that good? Wow, so, oh, there we go. What do you see happening with the county clerk Monday morning? How can we help? You know, I have no illusions tomorrow that we're going to change anything. And in fact, it's too late. The clerk in Outagamie County had a chance to issue, to waive that 5-day period, and she chose not to. The window of her making a choice on that has closed, much to my consternation. But I think this is some accountability for her. She made a bad decision, I think. Others may not agree, but I think she did. And this is a way of saying, you made a bad decision. And it's also a way, even more importantly for me, of expressing, for me as a straight person, my solidarity with the couples that got their license but had to wait and then lost the right to marry, with all those others who want justice and marriage equality. That's why I'm going to be there tomorrow. That's it. For me, that's it. I don't expect the couples who applied to get their money back. Makes sense that they should to me, but it's not, and any of them would say it's not about the money, right? What happened, I think, was wrong, and it's a place to say that. And maybe next time a decision gets made differently. At the fellowship, we don't tell people how to vote, and we don't take, we don't express stands on candidates. What I would say at the end of this week is that local elections matter. They matter a lot. And if you are one who sits on your hands besides the every 4 years when it's a presidential election, I would invite you to rethink that. Who is your favorite superhero? But the first thing that came to my mind was Darth Vader. Yeah. And, as we heard last week in a really beautiful response to the sermon and in the sermon, there's a lot to Darth Vader. And there's a lot that expresses, embodies some of who I am, for good and for bad. More of a comment. In my opinion, the arc behind the podium looks unfinished. Maybe it needs some wood trim. What other thing? So that's interesting, isn't it? So in case you didn't know, over here is meant to be a chalice. So it's got the chalice bowl and then the flame. The problem here is it would be half a chalice and no flame. So I think that's what the architect was thinking, that wouldn't make sense. But I also know it seems a little unfinished, and it's not the best rounded thing to be. So I don't know. Maybe there's another solution, but I get where the architect was coming from. Could you put a suggestion idea box at the fellowship? You know, maybe. My hope would be that if you have ideas or suggestions, you just talk to somebody. You know, talk to me, talk to Eric Riggers, you're here, right? They're president of our board. Talk to other staff members. A suggestion box in too many churches ends up being the place where someone's pissed off, they write something anonymous, and they stick it in the box. Not helpful. So I love the face-to-face. Email us, call us, name attached, and that's the way to go in my view. Okay, now we're just in the whatever happens. What is your elevator explanation of being UU? I need a quick explanation for others to understand. Here's what I usually do, something like this. I will say, at the Unitarian Universalist Fellowship, we don't have a creed, so people are able to come to their own beliefs. So instead of coming together to affirm one belief, we come together to share our different beliefs, and we believe we grow spiritually deeper in doing that. And then, yeah. And then if I feel like I have 10 more seconds, then I'll say, and we're all about this world and trying to make this world, this life, a better place. All right. I love the 7 principles, yet I find it difficult to split them out when I try to explain the UU religion and beliefs. Oh, I didn't even put these together. Is there a 19-second speech? You have to help me. Yeah, I didn't time it, but around. the great thing here, though, is you come up with your own. What makes sense to you? If it's one of the principles that speaks to you, lift that up. You know, but everybody should do that. The worst answer to that question, if you're a Unitarian Universalist, is it's kind of complicated. Now, just think about it. If you're someone who's asking because you're interested, and that's the answer you get, are you going to feel compelled to go visit? No, you're going to think, wow, what a waste of time. So I would encourage you to have your answer. It can evolve over time, but have your answer and really answer that. It's much better. Long range, senior housing for us locally, so for Unitarian Universalists, I think that'd be great. Really hard to pull off, but it would be amazing. There has to be energy. It wouldn't be the minister just doing that. Where do you see yourself living in 20 years? No idea. Honestly. But it may have something to do with if there's grandkids around. What are you reading? Any favorite books lately? It's been a dry period for me reading-wise. So I'm trying to think what lifts up. Usually I do a lot in the summer, and I haven't just gotten into that. I've been trying to slug my way through the biography of Lincoln written by his law partner. And his law partner was not the best writer. So it's really bogged me down. As an agnostic, how do you disprove intelligent design? I see it everywhere. It's inherent in ratios, elegant math, geometry, the perfect balance on the earth of air, water, temperature, and the cycles of life, and the human body, sheer genius. I think it is genius. And I think maybe it came from some intelligent design, but I don't know that. And to me, it doesn't actually matter. I appreciate the beauty of life, the beauty of the human life, and that's enough. I mean, I'm curious where it came from, but not that curious. So that's where I think agnostic. So I'm not saying intelligent design is wrong. I'm not saying there is no God. I'm just saying I'm not sure. If you could be an animal, what would you be and why? That's a great question. That's a great question. My first answer is an elephant, which would be really a scary critter to be right now. And maybe I feel a lot of compassion for elephants and for just how awful it is that they continue to get killed for their tusks and what a loss that is for our planet. So I feel solidarity for elephants, and maybe I'll organize a protest. Kathy, Ian? In an environment where the wealthy and powerful have access to tools that can shape our perceptions, desires, and even our memories, and can flood our discourse with disinformation so no fact goes unchallenged, how can we defend truth for future generations? Great question. So some of these take a whole sermon. That's one of them. But I think all I can do is keep trying to keep an open mind, to speak my truth, understanding I may be wrong, which is why tomorrow at the courthouse I'm not bringing weapons and I'm not going to hurl the worst insults imaginable for people. Try to live my principles as best I can. And it's when we're under fire that we really have to do that more diligently. So that's what I'm going to try to do. It's not easy. I was really inspired this week by Ligia Rivera from our fellowship talking about the clerk on Monday in Outagamie County and her compassion that came through. I wasn't feeling it at the moment, but in my deepest faith, I would want to. And so that was a great reminder to me. Do you have marriage fever after Hattie's wedding? Well, I'm married, so that's good news. if that's what it means. No, but had I known 2 weeks ago when my daughter got married that, hey, in the next 2 weeks you're going to be doing 10 weddings that you didn't know you'd be doing, I would have been pretty amazed. It was amazing. Approximately 2 years ago, this fellowship acknowledged some inclusion and judgment toward Christians, even UU Christians. What actions have you taken to address this? And what would your recommendation charge be to this congregation to bring more acceptance for Christians? I.e., how are we creating space for Christians to be able to express their beliefs here? Great question. And, you know, I've been here almost 24 years, and this has been from day one, this has been a huge question. As Unitarian Universalists, we do a great job of being inclusive of a lot of religions, and the one that we struggle with, honestly, is Christianity. Why is that? It's because a lot of folks who come into our doors were wounded by Christianity. And it's also true that there's a lot of taking one narrow strand of Christianity and thinking that's what it's all like. For me, if we're going to be true to our principles, we have to be equally inclusive of Christianity as other religions. Does that mean we never can criticize other people, other religions? No, but thoughtfully and with the knowledge we may be wrong. And let's not paint with a broad brush when we see Christianity, even though there's a UU Christian sitting next to us, what we picture is Jerry Falwell. That's not right. So I think the best way we can make space for Christians here is to not do stuff like that. In the response time, if there's a comment that just unfairly paints with a broad brush about Christianity, I think we all have an obligation to say something, that we see it differently. That's going to be the best way. What we do here is try to create space for people to come, whether you're atheist, agnostic, pagan, Buddhist, Hindu, Christian, etc., pantheist. Doesn't mean your faith, your specific belief is going to be addressed every time you walk in the door, but we'll make space for it, and we'll try not to be unfairly attack it. That's the covenant I think we make. So another good sermon topic. Do we invite folks from the warming shelter to services and UU events? Great question. And hunger and homelessness team, let's think about that for our work in the shelter. Scott Peoples, well, you probably can't do that, but we can. Yeah. in a way that's appropriate. We're not, you know, there's such a tradition in reaching out to help people in this country that is all mixed in with proselytizing, and I don't think we want to do that. I know we don't want to do that. We don't want to say, here's a meal, and sort of the expectation is you're going to come to our church. Instead, though, perhaps there's a way to say, hey, if you ever want to, we'd love to have you come. I think that'd be cool. What's next for marriage equality after Monday's planned demonstration? I have no idea. We just keep plugging away. Basically, now it's going to be in the courts, and my best read is that things are going to be status quo until probably 2015 when the U.S. Supreme Court finally, hopefully, resolves this in a good way. Yeah. How does stoic negative visualization help the LGBT community during these up and down times? I have no idea. So we may come back to that. What is your favorite memory from your childhood? Probably all the travels I did. My dad was a teacher. My mom was a work-at-home mom. So we had huge, great summer trips, and it was just such a gift to me. I got to see a lot of the country and Canada. Is intuition an evolution phenomena, and should we concentrate on intuition to complete our evolution? I don't know how I don't know that that's the language I'd use for intuition, but what I would say is it's really important. And part of what we try to do at the fellowship is help people get in touch with their intuition. Going back to Emerson and the Transcendentalists, we believe intuition is a source of truth. It's not infallible. Our intuition can be wrong. But it is also an important source of truth, small t. So I think it's really important. Does the recent flurry of social activism, including marriage equality, signal a new chapter of the fellowship being active and visible in the public eye? I hope so. And I think we have had now for 2 years, as part of our mission statement, leading in social justice. When we adopted that, I very much had the sense that that was an aspiration and not necessarily a current reality as much as I would like it to be. I think we've taken an important step forward in that. It sure feels like we've been leading in social justice in this area, and I hope we can keep going with that. Why do you think there has been so much progress in attitudes and enforcement of marriage equality when other issues such as income equality, voting rights, gun legislation are tending to move in a reactionary direction? To me, it all has to do with the very brave LGBTQ people who have come out in these past, especially the past 20 years. It's much harder to hate someone you know. So I don't think any of this would have happened without that. It's easy for me to take the risks I've taken this week, and they're nothing. They pale in comparison to the risk of coming out. I think we're all completely indebted to people who have come out in this fight. These other issues, well, and I think once you know someone's a human being and you know them, it just is harder to hate them. It's not an abstract issue. I can see these two people. I can see they love each other. I can see their love is good for our society. Why would we stop that? Why would we say they can't be married? These others, I think, are just not quite so blatant, although I have very strong opinions about them. That's my quick answer to that. Okay, there was one more that I think was more of a statement. And I think it says fire in love, which is a good statement. Got through them all. Wow.